Yes, sir. All right.
Let's get into the word. Let's get into the word while we got a little break here. James, look at James. James Checkerboard. Let me go ahead and preach this. So, y'all want me to be caught up in worship? All right, I'm just going to be let's read James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. I deal with this not too long, but I think, but we're going to look at it from a different angle this morning. James chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. I see. James chapter 1, verse 3. Says, I still hear some pages turning. Consider it all joy, my brother, sisters included, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result. So that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith, without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything of the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
My God.
Now, I want to start a mini series. This is not going to be long like most of my series. This is going to be 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully. But I think it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks. I want to talk about when wisdom comes to church.
All right.
When wisdom, that's the series title.
Okay.
When wisdom comes to church. And I don't mean the church building.
Right, come on.
Because the church is not the building.
Right.
The church is the people of God. Devoted followers of God. Yes. My brothers and sisters, we need wisdom. Now, you don't have to worry about foolishness coming to church. Because foolishness is a charter member. And foolishness is faith. Foolishness don't miss a Sunday. Foolishness always shows up. You can depend on foolishness.
My God.
Problem is, it don't happen like God wanted to happen until wisdom comes to church. So that's what we're gonna talk about. Because at the end of this month, I'm gonna give you the dates. Probably gonna be the last 10 days in this month. We're gonna do a fast at the end of the month.
Amen.
All right, so in because we're going to present the program usually on that first Sunday of March, to kind of give you the what kind of give you a like a vision of what we want to do this year. So we need wisdom for that. We need wisdom.
Amen.
And you need to be, you need to be working on that for your family. You already need to be praying.
Amen.
God for family. What I'm going to do. Families need visions.
Amen.
Marriages need visions. Workplaces and businesses need visions. What you want to do. So you got to take time to pray. I told you, when you fast, especially, you're able to get a better signal from God.
That's real. That's
sometimes,
real.
Sometimes God is trying to get through to you. But there are so many voices. Sometimes I'm listening to radio, maybe sports or whatever, and especially when I'm coming down here, and when I take that turn on 45 and go down a little bit, I lose. I hear stuff blending in.
Yeah.
I can't hear what I was listening to when I was on 45.
Right.
Because my signal is all messed up. Okay. Sometimes like that in life, you have to fast.
Yes, sir.
To get your signal clear.
Yes, sir.
That's real.
And to get clarity.
Yes.
So we need that. Now, this morning, at the first message I want to give in this series is how to pass a test.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
What I want to talk about, how to pass a test.
All right.
Amen. I learned that in college. how to pass a test. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. We just want to share a little bit about that and see if it can be helpful to you. Listen. Look at the verse. Now, James, this is not James, the son of John, Zebedee's boy. It's not that James. This is James, Jesus' brother. But I'm like, he has so much humility, he don't even bring, you know, a lot of us. You know, if you're kidding somebody famous, you like to bring it up. But James don't start out, James, Jesus' brother, the Savior's brother. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, brother. He just said, James, the servant
of God. Yeah.
And he says, now listen. And he comes out with this counterintuitive statement.
Yes.
Sure.
He says, consider it all joy.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going, okay. I'll say so for James. And you expect, consider it all joy. You expect those next few words. When you get the blessings of God that shower down in your life. Consider it all joy when the blessings of God that come showering down in your life. Consider it joy when you got health and prosperity. Consider it joy when everything is going well. And you got promotion and a good job. And you got a wonderful family. Consider it all. But wait a minute, James. I thought that what you were going to say next. But no. He says, consider it or count it all joy, my brother, when you enter into various trials. What?
Various. Many more than one.
James, what's wrong with you?
Crazy.
You want me to be joyful when I'm going through some
too much.
I think some Bible said fall. It really means to be surrounded by trouble.
Yeah.
You ever been surrounded by trouble? Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. You got seem like you got trouble every time.
Yes.
You got family trouble.
Yeah.
You got financial trouble. You got physical trouble.
Yeah.
You got trouble at work.
Yeah.
You got trouble at home.
Yeah.
You got trouble when you go to church.
Yeah.
See, like trouble is all around you.
Yes.
And then James said, consider it joy.
Yeah.
Count it all joy. You got big trouble, little trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble. Driving on parking lot and find your good. You've been driving around two times.
Yeah.
And you see a good spot. Close the store. It's just about where you in a pool lane. Here comes somebody. They know what you were doing.
Yeah.
And they go across and say,
and they
won't
even look at you.
We count it all with you.
It's a real bastard.
Oh, I wish I had it with you. Count it all joy for the little trial. Count it all joy when they say you got to pay a, take a pay reduction. Count it all joy. Count it all joy when you get a $400 life bill. Count it all joy. Count it all joy when your bank account is low, when your tithes are sick, and you get a flat.
Yeah. Ain't no air to spare.
Yeah. And you call home.
No answer.
There's no answer on the phone.
Well,
your triple A card done ran out. You didn't count it all joy. Count it all joy! When you get the principal call and you say, you need to have a conference because of the way your child been acting at school, they don't count it all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Count it all. Count it all, John. Count it all, joy. When she say, I don't want this relationship no more.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to have nothing to do with you no more.
Yes, sir.
No.
Yeah.
But you don't sign for the car.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
In your, name.
Yes, sir.
Woo, I wish I had a whip.
Yes, sir.
Your name is on the note.
Yes, sir.
And you saw her driving by with somebody.
Yes, somebody else driving.
Woo, I wish I had a whip. My husband. And then come, I count it off.
Yes, sir.
Count it all joy. The doctor said, give you a cancer diagnosis. Damn, you tell me to count it all joy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Word.
Holy Spirit, speak. Come on now.
Count it all joy.
My.
You know, sometimes, I feel conflict when I'm preaching. Sharing the word of God in the narrative where we're telling a story about a person who's going through.
Yes.
And God brings them out.
Yes.
All right.
The thing I feel conflicted about is I'm afraid that me and you and me, us, we, sometimes, because when I'm preaching that, it only takes an hour.
So we think
a couple of weeks.
Come on.
And I'm finished with the sermon.
Ouch.
And the conflict is resolved.
Ouch. Come on.
But it's not like that in real life.
No.
What I preach for an hour from the Bible could have took a period of weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're asking, well, Pat, if it came through for David,
yes,
why couldn't it can't come through for me?
Yes.
Because you don't realize how long it was between David's anointing and his appointing.
That's real. That's good.
You don't know how long it was. I guess you do know how long it was between Abraham's promise.
Right.
Come on, and when you come on, man.
And the child.
Yeah.
So sometimes we can just cover that right quick. And you happy? You say, oh yeah, he did it for Abraham, he did it for David, he did it for this person and that. He's going to do it for me. And then 2 weeks pass, 3 weeks pass, month pass, 3 months pass, 6 months pass, 9 months pass, 2 years pass. Then pastor, I'm tired of you preaching them kind of sermons, but I don't see it coming through for me. James, that's kind of all joy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's real.
Jesus.
That's real.
Lord have mercy.
Count it all. Joy when you in the midst of all, and you're surrounded by trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble got you surrounded.
Yeah.
me. The camera on. Join. Knowing that the test, it's a test.
Yeah.
It's a test. It's a text, it's not good. Sometimes I'll be listening to that TV and the thing come on, this is a text.
Right.
Ain't no tornado. The Russians not attacking us. It's a
test.
Sometimes it's just the test. That's the text. He says, count it all joy when you have these trials around you, because this is a test of your faith. And the reason why you ought to count it all joy is because the test, let me tell you what a test is. A test is a problem with a purpose.
Problem with a purpose.
Problem with a purpose. We can't get them when there's
no problems. Right.
And the problems have a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
The purpose of the problems is to bring out of you what somebody has put in you.
Come on.
When a teacher gives a child or an adult, a test. They put something in you in the classroom. They taught you, mentored you. And the test is to see if you got what they put in you. So when the test comes, will you be able to give back what they will put in you?
That's good. That's
true.
Good.
It's true.
Y'all know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Yeah.
Amen.
So now, when you became a believer, when you put your faith in Christ, listen here. Not only did he save you from hell and give you heaven, but he put something in you. He put his spirit in you.
Yes.
Amen. He put his life in you. We live because his life is in us. So the test is to see if the life he put in you shows up.
Right.
I think the Phillips translation, which is a paraphrase, says, when the trials show up and knock on your door, don't turn them away like the enemy. Invite them in like a friend. What? That's crazy, pal.
But that's good.
Because
that's
you're good. Inviting growth. You're inviting growth and endurance. Because it's through the trial that he produces endurance. Like the athlete, my brothers and sisters, Kobe didn't get to be Kobe without having to work out.
He
just didn't eat ice cream, cake, sit around, watch TV. Lay around and become Kobe. But Kobe wanted to win so much. He went to the gym and worked out and worked hard and built himself up and worked on his dribbling and worked on his ball handling and worked on his shoot and worked and worked and worked and worked. And it was trying and hard and difficult. But he knew he was going to need this. In order to execute that member mindset.
Yeah.
He had to work. Now, it was hard. It was rough.
Amen.
It was rough, but he was counting it all joy because he was looking at where it's going to end.
Right. Yeah.
Looking at the kind of player he was going to be when it ended. He was looking at the, he had a goal in mind.
Yes, yes.
And because of his goal, he could work out with joy. Oh, yeah, he was hurting, pain, struggle. But the joy was knowing what you're going to be when it's over. Consider it all joy when you're surrounded by trouble.
Yes.
Because it's a test. It's that's going to produce endurance.
Yes.
That word endurance means to be under and to remain. It's like you're under pressure. And you remain under pressure. He want to teach you when you're under pressure, you can remain under pressure and not give up.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yes. I sung that song. Almost.
Almost.
Gave up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because sometimes you're under so much pressure.
Yes, that's true, preacher. That's true.
You want to give up. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But God put you under that pressure.
Yes, sir.
This is what happens when you're under pressure. And you're lifting the weight. You don't lift it all you can lift. And you're about to that last lift. And you can't get up. You can't get up.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's when the Lord comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when your spider comes in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had
a yeah.
Somebody yelling, you know, your spider comes in.
Yeah.
You lift it all you can lift. You don't work. He said, wait a minute. You can't get it up. And the spider already see. Yeah. All right. You lift it all you can lift now. And he comes in and almost gave up.
Yeah, yeah. God's strength.
But right.
Yeah.
My spider came in.
Yeah.
For the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And then tomorrow you do a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a few
yeah.
more.
Yeah, yeah.
But every time you get to that last lift yeah. and you can't get it up, here you come.
Yeah, amen. Thank you,
God.
Thank you,
Father. And then you get to the point where, hey, you know you got a spot. Anybody here know they got a spot?
My God. Yeah.
Woo! Okay, yeah. When you get to that point, yeah. you say, it's all right, I can handle it.
I'll take it.
I'm here. Don't worry about go as far as you can go.
Right.
I'm trying to build something up here.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That you can endure.
Yeah.
How you pass tests. The test is get what been put in you out of you. But now when you're going through, you right in the midst of all these trials. Oh Lord have mercy. How am I gonna make it? What am I gonna do? I don't know where to turn. I just don't know how to make it. And then James said, listen here. Ask somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
It right in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if any of you like wisdom, see, when you're going through something, you need wisdom to show up in church.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Come on. That's
real.
You need wisdom to come to church.
Yeah.
When you're going through something, you don't need foolishness to show up. You need wisdom to show up. And he said, you can ask God for wisdom.
Yes, sir.
That's how you pass the test.
Uh-huh.
You ask questions in class.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I'm going to ask every question I can.
Amen.
If I don't understand it, don't be ashamed.
Because
you think. I would ask this question. You don't ain't nobody else asking questions.
Right, right.
And then if I ask this question, you know, I'm gonna look kind of Yeah. Somebody would ask this question, but I really don't know what the teacher's talking about.
Yes.
And if I ask, I'm going to look kind of dumb.
Right.
I did that one day. I was a statistic in college, statistics.
That's the class two has.
And statistics got some problems. It takes 2 or 3 pages.
Yeah.
I was a statistic. And I had one of those guys, good teacher, but he had one of them accents.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to figure him out. And he was just talking. I wonder if anybody understanding what he's saying. You didn't understand. That's the first thing. You just talking right on the foot of the whole boat.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know why I'm going to pass in here class.
Yeah.
Second day came in. Just talking to him. I'm trying to understand his accent, look at the book. And he just talking to him. I ain't never heard none of that.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard none of that what he's saying. Second day. Third day with an Somebody got to ask this man. Excuse me, man. Can you explain to me how you got that?
Go back to
get one. Oh, yeah. See what you do this right here. And then you go back to here. See, so when you. Okay, now, well, right now, how did you get that?
Right.
And then you okay, we might got this on back now in this afternoon. You went on back foot. He said, all right. How did y'all say?
Yeah.
Ain't got no happening. How did that happen? And then he
said,
and this right here. You know, remember when you learn this in Catholic? Hold on. I did not take Catholic. There was no prerequisites.
Right.
This court did not say Catholic was a prerequisite.
Right.
He said, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, we can't do none of that. We done waited 3 days. He said, has anybody ever been to take calculus? Everybody. We done waited 3 days because nobody would have asked a question. Everybody was just as dumb as me. Then he took us a different route.
Right.
And I could understand it.
Yeah, preacher.
Because he didn't go the Catholic way.
Yeah.
And I made an A in that class.
All right.
But you got to ask
questions.
Yeah.
There's no stupid questions.
Right, right.
You got to ask.
Amen.
Because if you don't ask, you probably ain't going to pass the test.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
So get all enough. And then watch the board. Watch what he put on the board. They talking about that. If a teacher puts something on the board, it's going to be on the test.
We learned that.
Amen.
Amen.
He don't waste time putting stuff on the board. Amen. And it ain't going to be on the test. He know everything can't be on the test.
Right.
But the stuff he really wants you to get, he going to put you on the board. Because what's on the board is going to be on the test. Read the textbook. Ask God for wisdom.
Right.
Ask God for wisdom. Because when you ask him, there's a way to ask God. See, we have lost in our world, we have lost the ability to ask things properly.
Right. Amen.
You go to the McDonald's. I do this too. Give me number 4. Small fries. How much is small fries? Small fries that much? Oh no, I want a fry. And you go through the whole week. That's really not the way you should ask. You should say, to be courteous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
May I have?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Do we ever say, may I have?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Would you please give me listen, give me that number. I don't know which one I want. Give me that number 5. And And then, we'll tell them all we want to win, and we ain't said, please make nothing. None of the words we learned in elementary school that you're supposed to treat people kindly and nice. But you know, when you're hungry, sometimes when you're really hungry, you get angry. And you're already angry. The people ain't done nothing to you. They back there waiting for Melaway sometimes, trying to get your sandwich together, and you just hollering at them.
Made it before you go.
And one thing I'm gonna tell you about Gabby. Gabby always gets the same thing. Yeah, what do you want? Number two. Every pretty much she wants, it's always the same number. So she already knows a number. Me, right. I got it. You already end up the same thing.
That's right.
And I'm saying, okay. You know, they got a combo. And then, I'm trying to save money. Combo, I really don't want that. Combo, you get the burger, fries, and drink. I don't want that. I want that, the burger and the drink. So you want combo? I said, no, but I don't want fries. That's like 10 more cents. I don't need no fries. I'm too fat for fries. Just give me a double
cheese.
Double fries. Double cheese. And an extra large soda. That's what you ask. She said, please, may I have.
Yeah.
It's like we ask God for wisdom. God said there's a way to ask.
That's good.
You gotta ask believe.
Yeah.
You gotta ask like you entrusted your life to Him.
Mm.
God, I trust you with my life. My whole life is about you. This is so great. So I want to ask you, what am I supposed to do here? I'm gonna wait on you guys. I need to know what to do, God. I don't know where to turn here.
Yeah.
I don't know which way to go, God. But the Bible teaches me, if I ask you, I'm just gonna ask you. I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm out of ideas. God, you're all I got. I need to ask you. What do you got? And then when you ask, you gotta ask in humility.
Mm-hmm.
And be willing to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is,
come on.
A lot of times, this double-minded man,
yes,
he's asking
and doubting at the same time,
not to get an answer.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Listen. He doesn't really want an answer. He wants an answer he likes.
Mm. Right. Amen.
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 He wants an answer he likes. Or she likes. Mm-hmm. I don't know, God, about that.
Yes.
I don't know. That was the answer I was looking for. So this is a double mindedness. You did not trust the God, the Father, the ruler, creator of the universe, the one that's sovereign. You did not trust His wisdom.
Yes.
You said, I would rather do it my way.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
He told you. He got it over to you. But you said, no.
Yeah.
No.
That's real.
God, Mama, you asked God, I need wisdom. I need wisdom because He prays with me,
mm-hmm,
but He also plays with me.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Come on, come on.
Jesus.
He prays, but He Play. It's a duplicity. You may not want, you don't want nobody who prays and plays.
Amen.
My mercy. That's real.
Because the reason why he plays is because he don't want to stay.
No. All right. All right.
Woo, get me here. So, the answer might be you need to break this thing off. Oh, no, Lord, that's all right. He done gave you an answer. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay, God. I just hang where I'm at. Because you thought you know more than God. You keep asking God things, but every time he gives you an answer, you ignore it. Said, I'm going to do it my way.
Preacher.
Yeah. And God says, okay. So then you start asking, you don't get an answer, because every time he did answer, you said, I'm going to do it my way. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not going to answer you no more, because you're going to do it your way. Stop calling me.
Yeah.
If you call God sincerely and humbly and submit to yourself, and he's the Lord of your life, he said, I'm going to do it your way, God, whatever you say. And he'll give you an abundance of wisdom. Wisdom like you never seen before. God don't, he don't get, you keep coming back. You keep coming, as long as you're doing what every time you tell me, okay, do this. Okay, God, I did what you told me to do. All right, what am I doing next? Give me something else. He'll keep talking to you. As long as he did, as long as you do what he told you to do. But when you start, when he keeps talking to you, you say, God, I ain't gonna do it that way. I'd rather do it my way.
Have mercy.
You keep it a couple times you say you'll do it anyway? Okay, do it your way. It's your fact. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you. I tried to help you. I tried to help you to get to another place. I had an idea for your life. Don't you understand? I'm trying to grow you.
That's real.
I'm trying to elevate you. I'm trying to promote you. But you won't listen.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Woo, listen. Then sometimes we pray for God. Oh, just help me, God. I need to know. Don't you know God don't come down? God, even though he knows your phone number, he's not going to call you on the phone. If God calls you on the phone, you need to go to where they can help you mentally. God called me on the phone last night. Okay. He speaks to you sometimes through others.
Amen.
He speaks to you through godly counsel.
Amen.
The godly people, elders, people that know God, amen. He'll speak to you. He'll speak to you through sermons, through lessons, through private Bible study.
Amen.
He'll speak to you through all these ways. But you saying, God, give me what I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do. You don't come to Sunday school. You don't come to Bible class. You don't come to prayer meeting. You don't come to church. Where is he going to talk to you at? You don't really want to know. You haven't opened your Bible. You don't really know what God wants to say. You have put no effort forth to be
there.
Even when people try to offer you wisdom. Don't you know what you do? You know what you do. You don't call people with wisdom.
Right? Yeah.
You call people that's going to agree with foolish.
Yeah. That's true.
You want to act foolish.
Right.
You don't want to call nobody that's going to lead you in the path of righteousness.
Right.
And tell you the right thing. Tell you to obey God. Tell you to follow God. You want to call somebody that's going to support you in your foolishness. Mama done told you, mama concerned about you.
Right.
She carried you for 9 months.
Right.
Changed your diaper.
Right.
Fed you.
Right.
Went to work to take care of you.
Right.
put clothes on your back.
Right.
Mama praying for you every night. Got the prayer team praying for you. You won't listen to mama. You gonna call little ignorant. You gonna call little ignorant girlfriend. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. You gonna call that misinformed girlfriend. And ask her, baby, what should I do? And she gonna give you the enemy's word.
Right, right.
Yes, yes.
And you just like a wind.
Yeah.
This will tell you who's gonna do that. They missing phone.
Yeah.
Then you go get your other missing phone friend. They do that. You go get your other missing phone friend.
Yeah.
They answer phone high.
Yeah.
You go do that. All I'm missing for, and you just go and do this,
yes.
And none of this is working because you won't go to the people that God has given the wisdom to for you.
Right.
I done sent somebody with a word for you, but just not the one you want to listen to.
That's real.
Get some godly people around you.
Don't go down that road.
Some people that love God.
Yeah.
Some people that break out in a minute and call on God. That's
yeah.
what you need.
Yeah.
You need some folk, amen, when you see them in a Walmart and you need women to break out praying. You need them kind of folk.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the kind of folk you need.
Yeah.
Them the kind, but them kind, because they will tell you what God did. Oh,
right.
Here they go to preaching again.
Amen.
Always the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. If I want the Bible, I want the church.
Well, that's
enough. Amen.
All right. Go ahead and walk the way you're walking then.
Yeah.
Go ahead and walk into the destruction.
Yeah.
You won't be able to count it all joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you was in class.
Yeah.
But you didn't get it.
Yeah.
Amen.
So you gotta keep going.
Oh.
See, you can be in class and not in.
Right. That's real.
That's real.
Oh, come on. Come on.
And you end up repeating the same class.
Right. Amen.
They kept going through the same foolishness.
Yeah, yeah.
Over and over again.
Amen.
Like I had to go through English. Y'all can tell I'm not an English person. I took English by, I don't know, I lost count of 7 times. But I did try to pass it. But English was hard for me. I had to write things down. I don't like writing. Write essays. Paper. That was the hardest part of it. But listen here. Sometimes when we don't learn what we God intended for us,
amen.
You got to go back to the same thing.
Amen. Sure. That's true.
You keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result from doing the same thing.
Right.
Yes. Don't work like that. Don't work like that. That's what I'm trying to get. We need a wiser church. I want us to be a wiser church in our individual lives. See, wisdom is always beliefs that's connected to behavior. That's where the rubber meets the road. When your beliefs end up with behavior. We say we believe one thing, but our behavior is different.
Yes,
that's not wise. If you believe it, you ought to live it.
Yeah.
You can't believe one thing and live another. Your believing is not your behavior.
That's
skilled living. Amen. Skilled living is when you hear what God says and you begin to live like that. What does God say about this in the scriptures? See what God says about it and live it out. And you'll be living with skill. Skill living, that's what wisdom is. God, help me with this. Give me wisdom. Whatever in your life, do you need wisdom? We're about to close. This brotherly, Ronnie, Rob, you just put that table right there. He said, when you listen to God's wisdom, he going to give you liberally. Y'all going to get it?
You want up here?
Oh, no, I'm there. I'm sorry, I'm explaining this to you. All right. When you listen to God, he's not just going to give you a little bit of wisdom. Okay. He said he's going to pour it out.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he just, if you really obedient to God, he just going to tell you all kinds of stuff.
That's real.
Because you're obedient. And God is one. Oh,
wow.
See, he's not like, you know, some teachers, man, there's some teachers that you don't want to ask questions because they make you feel so stupid.
Right, it's true.
Some people, because, oh, you should know that. You should know that. I don't keep telling you. I didn't understand it. I still don't understand it.
Amen.
Amen. And then once you get that wisdom,
yeah.
Okay, God. And you do what God tells you to do, and it work out for
right,
you.
Right.
Endurance. You don't give up, but that faith is stronger. Mm-hmm. Not only do you survive, but you act right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Because you listen.
Yeah.
Let me close with this. John Deacon says, his daughter, and his, John Deacon is a pastor, and his daughter was looking for a job as a coach. And she interviewed me. Thanks, Jacksonville College. He talks about her interviewing for Jacksonville College. And she did good on the interview, was happy in the interview. Get up and water, whatever you need, baby. I'm going to take you care of. All right, so as they're getting out, she was interviewing for the job. She got up to the last two people. She just knew she wouldn't get the job because she had such a great interview. Mm-hmm. And she went home. A couple days later, they called her. Said, you didn't get the job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We went
to get the job.
Yeah.
She's kind of sad. But then, she got an interview. She had another interview. For now, I'm saying this was at St. John's. St. John's, kind of a basketball powerhouse. You know? St. John's. And she got the job. Mm-hmm. A few days later, St. John's, better position. Mm-hmm. Paid more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More prestige.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she did? She went back and she called the woman. Amen. I think Jacksonville said, thank you for not her. What was that witness in here? Come down because you didn't hire me.
Right.
I'm at a better place.
Right. Okay.
All right, y'all.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That you chose somebody else.
Yeah.
But now I got a better job, more prestige, I got more money. Thank you for not having me.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in here.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody in here today. Thank you. Oh, I wish I had a witness.
Yeah.
Listen. Sure, come here. Is your mind? Please, would you please come in? Such a wonderful God.
Layla.
Your mic.
Amen. Y'all, listen. I got married at 43. Now, And I thought that, you know, just yes, teenager. So you imagine how many relationships I was between a teenager and boy. A lot of relationships. A lot of them said goodbye, you know. Mm-hmm. You're not enough. This and that. Mm-hmm. Then called back. Mm-hmm. Found somebody else. But when I think about how good the Lord is, I wish I could call them all back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hear you.
I hear you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That the shot call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you that you were being there every time I called. I'm just gonna give up on relationships.
Yes, sir.
But right, I'll write it in.
Almost.
Almost.
My Lord.
I'm going to write it in. Oh, break me.
Yes, sir.
Good seeing it right there.
Yes, sir.
You can't see it right now. It needs to start with me. Leaders need wisdom. I need wisdom. Most of the time I call you to the altar to pray for you. But this morning I'm going to call you to the altar to pray for me.
All right.
That's why I'm going to sit right here. Because this is where I like to sit. Y'all know I like to sit here. When I like to talk to you. When there's nowhere else that I sit here. Amen. That's my praying place. I'm sitting here. I want y'all to come to the altar, but y'all not coming for me to pray for y'all. Y'all come up here to pray for me. And I'm going to sit here wherever you are. I'm not going to force you to pray. Just you will. Let's come to pray for the pastor. Get a pastor with wisdom. Shower him with wisdom, God. We want him to be a better leader. We want our church, and we know it's all for the pastor. I'm going to sit right here in the middle. Now, I want my other leader. My other leaders on both sides. Amen. Give us all, pastor, you pray for our leaders right here. We need wisdom to lead this church. And also pray for all the other leaders. Amen. You ain't no special way to pray. You pray out loud, pray silently. I'm going to sit right here. And I'm going to let you pray. I don't mind being in the suit and pray. But I need prayer more than I need the suit. I got plenty of suits. But I need prayer. So just pray for the leaders. Leaders, if you can, now you may not be able to get back up, brother. Thank you.
Oh God.
Just pray for us.
In the name of Jesus. Your feet right now, your cross. Bless the coming. In the hands of the face.
Let their minds be stayed on you. Let their minds be stayed on the Vokosa. Let their minds be stayed on you. In Jesus' name. We by the hand of the enemy, every contract that he has put out
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God.
We abort his mission right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh God, because he's set out and he's looking for them, God. He wants to set them
up. Mighty men of valor that they are, Lord God.
Raising them up to be mighty men of God.
Even now in this season,
Let this year be their best year. Oh, God.
Yes,
oh, let the best be yet to come for this
yes,
year, God. Thank you. That 2020 is going to be their year. Whatever the enemy has taken and tried to take, God, I pray you restore it, God. Because
yes,
you are God of restoration. Restore their joy. Restore their peace. Restore the stuff they need, whatever finances they need, whatever they stand in need of.
Yes.
We thank you, oh God.
Yes. Thank you.
That you do.
Thank you in advance.
Because your word says you cause all things. All we got is your word, Father.
Yeah.
It says you cause all things to work together for their good.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you. Order to your riches.
Yes.
We thank you. Be glorified. Show yourself strong on their behalf.
Yes.
Your word says, and you're seeking those whose hearts are committed toward you, that you may show yourself strong on their behalf. Show yourself strong in these men's lives.
Yes.
In Jesus, that we be mindful to give you the praise.
Yes.
All the glory and all the honor.
Yes. It belongs.
Jesus, it belongs. Victory belongs. Victory
yes.
belongs to Jesus. Thank you for rescuing them. Thank you for rescuing them.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, praise him. Thank you.